We do.
It's reporting your silence.
Let's just start this thing, shall we? 7 o'clock. God's people are here. That's you guys. And us too, I guess. This God is good. Oh, yeah, got your clicker? There you go. He's got it. Gary's looking for us.
Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord our God. You reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. The everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
We can do this all day, couldn't we? G's are cool.
Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord our God. You reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
Down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights, my world from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touch down on a cold black top, hold on for the sudden stop. Breathe in the familiar shock, confusion and chaos. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared?
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity.
Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach.
Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Step out on a busy street, see a girl and her eyes meet. Does her best to smile at me, to hide what's underneath. There's a man just to her right, black suit and a bright red tie. Too ashamed to tell his wife, he's out of work, he's buying time. All those people going somewhere, why have I never cared?
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.
I've been here a million times, a couple of million eyes. Just moving past me by, I swear I never thought that I was wrong. Well, I want a second glance, so give me a second chance to see the way you've seen the people all along. Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted. Give me the far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the once forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Keep clicking here, you'll find it.
Cause there's too much to give you. Well, I may never know, so I'll just give until there's nothing else.
I'll fix that.
Yeah, I'll give until there's nothing else.
Give my life
until it all runs out.
Give.
And I'll have no regrets. I'll give until there's nothing left. I'll give. No one told me how bad I need you, but I somehow arrived at that conclusion all by myself. And I want all you have to offer, so I'll offer myself. I'll just give until there's nothing else. Yeah, I'll
give
until there's nothing else.
Give my life
until it all runs out.
Give.
And I'll have no regrets. I'll give until there's nothing left. I'll
give
until there's nothing else.
Give my life
until it all runs out.
Give.
And I'll have no regrets. I'll give until there's nothing left. Cause sometimes it seems like all I ever do is ask for things. Till I ask of you, and that's not the way I want to live. I need to change, and something's got to give. Yeah, something's got to
give.
Until there's nothing else.
Give my love
until it all runs out.
Give.
And I'll have no regrets. I'll give until there's nothing left. I'll
give
till there's nothing else.
Give my life
until it all runs out.
Give.
And I'll have no regrets. I'll give until there's nothing left. I'll give.
Oh, it works. Why not? You guys know this song. You've heard it probably all kinds of it.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist. Our God is an awesome God. The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very soon, so you better be believing. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. And when the sky was starless in the void of the night, our God is an awesome God. He spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God is an awesome God. Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He just walked in the door here, so we're going to do that one more time, that chorus again. You ready? Because they're walking around the hill. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
I'm going to do it again.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns.
Bless God, look who rolls in.
This is about it right here.
You and I get tempted. It happens to everyone. It don't matter how righteous you are. It even happened to God's own son. Well, the devil just wants to drag us down. And there's nothing that he won't try. We need to call on the Lord in the time of temptation, because the devil is the father of lies, and that's why. If they say you don't give temptation a look, you don't skip conversion again, you don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you don't mess around with sin. Well, Satan was once called Lucifer, and that name means brighter light. And he led a rebellion against his God, and he was banished from God's sight. And if you wonder why we serve the Lord, it seems like you're under attack. It's because you're still at war with God's church, and it wants to knock you flat. And everybody knows that. And they say you don't give temptation a look, you don't skip devotions again, you don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you don't mess around with sin. Well, the book says the wage of sin is death. That's really heavy cost. But the good news is that the battle is over and the devil's already lost. You see, Jesus defeated sin and death, and he died and rose again. So let's claim the victory through Christ our Savior, and put our trust in him, and we'll win. Cause they say you don't give temptation a look, you don't skip devotions again,
You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you don't mess around with sin. Cause they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin in the wind, you don't pull the mask off a Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with sin.
You love Christian lyrics, the fun old songs like that. Woo!
Welcome, everyone. I'm glad you're here. These guys got here early. They drove even farther than from here, Indiana. They came from what more Aurora, I guess, right? All right. So your drive was like 45 minutes? About 40? And yours is probably... Oh, really? That's why yours not bad. So if we're giving you awards, which we're not. Oh, that's good. That is good. Good. Yeah, I've been telling Gary about that. Actually, I guess you've listened to some of the services we've put on online. And a couple days ago I was at work and Gary said, hey, my sister and I are going to come out and see you. I said, oh, how awesome is that? And they've been here. Actually, you've been here since 11 or 6, actually. They sat through a lot of practice. God bless them. They have great patience. They have good stuff, but it's good. You know, sometimes on Thursday nights, God says, but tonight it was, nah. So you know what that means? Everybody, you guys here regulars know what that means. That means we do this. Well, you call it Bible roulette. I call it Bible bingo, but I like yours better, probably. Why did it open to Zephaniah 3? Let's find out. Let's find out here. Let's just start right over here where it opened up to. Actually, you know what? Maybe I should go back to the very beginning of the chapter just to make sure I'm not. Yeah. Yeah, we'll read the whole. We'll start with Zephaniah 3. We'll see where God takes us. Okay, so Zephaniah, Old Testament, right? So Zephaniah chapter 3, this talks about the future of Jerusalem. Now, you could easily apply that, of course, to the future of the United States, the future of just the whole world, right? Woe to the city of oppressors, rebellious and defiled. She obeys no one. She accepts no correction. Sound familiar? She does not trust in the Lord. She does not draw near to her God. Her officials are roaring lions. Her rulers are evening wolves who leave nothing for the morning. Aren't we seeing that right now? Right. You've been listening to all the politics in that, haven't you? All these accusations. Oh, man. Oh, there's been a lot of accusations against people that I honestly don't know what, if they're really, I don't know. You just don't know what's truth and what's not anymore. Oh, it's crazy. So Zephaniah goes on to say, he's prophesying now. Her prophets are arrogant. They are treacherous men. Her priests profane the sanctuary and do violence to the law. The Lord within her is righteous, but he does no wrong. Morning by morning, he dispenses his justice. And every new day he does not fail, yet the unrighteous know no shame. Yet the unrighteous know no shame. Could be written today, right? History repeats itself. I have cut off nations, their strongholds are demolished. I have left their streets deserted with no one passing through. Their cities are destroyed. No one will be left, no one at all. And I said to the city, surely you will fear me and accept correction. Wow. Obedience. One of my main themes I like to use because Lord knows I've lived in enough disobedience through my life. And sometimes obedience is not doing what you should have done. It's not necessarily doing something wrong, but if God gives you instruction to do and you don't do, right? That's being disobedient when we're told to do something. But a lot of people have trouble really knowing God's voice. We hear stuff in our head, right? It's like, well. And a lot of people get confused with that because there's the desires of man and then there's the desires of God. Because you remember somewhere else in this book, it talks about things seem righteous to a guy. Whatever seems right to a man, right, that's got to be right. But it's not always right unless it's in line with the Word of God. So when we get that thought to go do something, how many times have we done this? We've made plans. Gosh, I'm going to do this. All right, this is what I'm going to do. God, please bless my plans. What's wrong with that? They're my plans, right? It's not, God, please show me, not please direct me, please bless what you're going to have me do today. It's, God, please bless my plans. It's like, huh? Yeah, there you go. You're familiar with the Walk to Emmaus, right? Okay, Todd just got off the Walk to Emmaus, 2 weeks ago? Our gathering, our monthly gathering, it was this Saturday. You better be there. Hope you're there. Actually, the Walk to Emmaus is a great program. There's a youth version of it, too, called Chrysalis, which is fantastic. It's designed to really teach you and show you the love of God. And it's, and Todd, you remember that from it. Yeah, it's, right, so not my plans, but yours, God, right? So that's what God was talking about. Gosh, where was I? talking about obedience and the like. Okay, therefore, wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day I will stand up to testify. I have decided to assemble the nations, to gather the kingdoms, to pour out my wrath on them, all my fierce anger. Whew, that's pretty bad. Fierce anger of God, right? The whole world will be consumed by the fire of my jealous anger. Now, some people have a little issue with that. You know, how can a loving God, a loving Father, right? How can he, what's this anger thing all about? But don't forget that our God is a God of rules, all right? He puts the rules into motion. He's a just God. So in this world, when we sin, when we make a mistake, if we steal or kill or, you know, whatever it may be, there are earthly consequences for that, right? But bless God, because Jesus came, that forgiveness is real, you know? So Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, right? You know, it says, God's mercies are fresh and new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, right? So how cool is this? So that says that when we repent of our sins, and repent, of course, means we agree with God that we messed up and we want to try and do better. That's what repenting is. You know, it's not just saying, sorry, you know, moving on. I mean, you have to truly, oh, I really wish I wouldn't have done that. God, help me. When we repent of our sins, God takes that slate and goes, whoosh, that blackboard, and he wipes it clean. And you start fresh. Isn't that awesome? Oh, that is awesome. You know, and in the same way, Jesus ties in when we receive healing, we're also forgiven. Right? He ties those two together. Forgiveness and healing goes together. Because you remember, it talks about in James, when they say, you know, bring the sick to the elders of the church, and they should lay hands and they shall recover, right? Actually, in Mark 16:16-17, these signs shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You know, if they drink anything deadly poison, it's not going to harm them, right? And obviously, obviously we don't test the Lord. Let's find some poison and check this out, right? Am I a believer? No. But these signs shall follow those who believe. And isn't it a neat thing, though, that God can help us through our unbelief? And music's a real powerful way to do that, isn't it? We're going to do that. Because you guys walked in, you heard music, right? Yeah, hey, there's music. There's music. And you walked into music. And you sat down to music. These guys have been listening to Spotted Off, but then they finally heard music. They heard sounds. They heard sounds. They heard sounds, but then they heard music. David played the harp. Well said, brother. That's right. Very, very good. Very good. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Saul was tormented, right? Tormented by an evil spirit. And that's how David got involved. You know, he was playing the... what was the instrument that they said he played? It was the harp or the lyre, yeah. God bless her. She's got it. Sarah, you know this stuff. Sarah, do you play an instrument? Flute and piano. Should we set her in front of the piano sometime? Oh, but it's good. Now, you guys sitting behind Sarah, you don't know that Sarah has a problem with her vision. And that's what I call it, a problem with her vision. It's something that's masking her. It's just not allowing her to see. But if I recall, didn't you have a pretty neat experience though recently? Yeah. Last Thursday. And it was at a concert, right? Yeah. That's awesome. Yes. You got to see some of that. You're right. You started to actually get to see some. What happened? Like a curtain? Like a curtain went up. So in other words, so it was on, it's almost like this curtain in front, like the veil being torn.
And there was a physical manifestation, which was absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. can see herself, so.
It's all good.
But the physical manifestation was undeniable because her eyes, because it's her retinas, they go upward. And she can't bring them down to focus on them.
Yeah. Right.
But by the third time that we played, another young man playing with us, all of a sudden she said, I can see, and her eyes came down. Right, her eyes came down physically, and her whole face changed. When she was able to focus on you, she was able to focus on the audience.
Awesome.
And, but you just didn't realize it. It was a complete physical transformation. And it was,
nice.
It was undeniable. And she saw images of what she saw. So then we said, well, let's pray again, because that's the piece of paper for the man who said everybody looks like trees.
Right.
But we didn't really see them, because he only passed that, and then he woke up like dead, and I was like, up again, but that wasn't, I'm not going to get discouraged, because it was just undeniable. I'd never seen anything like that.
That's awesome. That was really, really good.
She was able to make out the outline of my face, John's face.
Oh, fantastic. You get seeing outlines.
And I said, where's my nose? And, you know, she touched my teeth. See, you know, there was no denying that she was placing it.
Wow. Okay, so if you're praying, so the power of God obviously was strong, right? In that environment. I think, you know, and music tends to help a lot with that, as you can attest to from...
He made a call for people to come up, which I'd never seen a Christian artist do that at a concert.
That's really neat. Oh, yeah.
So that showed us that we're not only fighting this physical battle, but we're definitely fighting this spiritual battle.
There was no, I agree.
No doubt in anybody's mind.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Absolutely, absolutely, because you know, I mean, it's, things have been revealed, right? Things have been revealed, things are going. Yeah, that's fantastic. So what song is playing, do you remember?
What song was it?
It was Find Some Big Daddy Weave, will you?
I know that I
we've done a couple of them, and I can't remember off the top of my head which ones we've done.
I know that some part, yeah, I've Been Redeemed was one of the songs that he was singing during
nice.
So, but I don't remember that.
Yeah, in the kitchen to the right. Is what is she said water? Yeah.
I think there was a lot. There was some other stuff that I could have fired with this question. He was talking. Saying, you know, maybe you've been doing this a long time.
Brandon.
And you want to give up, and the Lord says, don't give up.
Nice.
And the Lord is with you from every reason. He's speaking up the truth of God. Those people are praying. So there's a lot going on. It's a very good atmosphere.
No, really?
She was cooking.
The whole body?
And then she couldn't have her soup.
That's awesome. That is really good. You got a lot of faith around here. You got a lot of faith around here. We're going to do it. We're going to do it, absolutely.
We've all seen it.
Yeah, actually, Allison over here was suffering something for, what, 2 years? Your neck? Yeah. What were you saying? That it was, the neck was, how did it work, the degree thing? What was it?
Whiplash is what the accident, somebody rear-ended her. Yeah, and it was neat because we had her sitting at a chair up here and the group just about like this, about the same size, and it's cool. Everybody just comes and lays hands. And we had to hit that thing probably three times, I think. And on the third time we prayed, I said, move your neck around a little. Pop, 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 pop. I think that was it, right? After the pops, that was it, wasn't it? Oh, remember your shoulder was, which I think we kind of related to it.
Giving the service and talking, all he called me out on it. Oh, said, you're having problems. Your shoulder.
Nice. Like, can't, can't deny it now.
And then he did, you know, prayed and used and I have an answer.
Fantastic.
But I had never seen such a, like a physical function.
Nice. That's going to be good. It'll be real good. Really good. Well, one of the other things we like to do, one of the things we like to do is we like to go around and get everybody's prayer requests. Okay? We know yours, unless you got some other ones. But we're going to get prayer requests, and then we all get in a circle. And after we pray in a circle, then we usually go for the actual laying of hands for whoever actually needs it. And that's... Yeah, Phyllis is still... What's the latest with her? She... Because you remember we prayed for, really? I'll get her back. She had, is she in hospice? Because she had, was it pancreas? The first one? Yeah, she had, a lady named Phyllis, who's the wife of a coworker of Todd's, had, pancreatic cancer, and it was like stage four or something. But it went, it went away. It was gone. And now, but then it came back in the liver. And that's what he's talking about right here, you know, on the liver side of it. But she did come in here and we prayed for her liver too. But that's, they're a neat couple. They're a neat couple. Well, like I said, I got you guys. You guys, we know what you're up to. Come on, guys, let's come out of here. Let's get in our, we like to get in a circle. We like to get in a circle and then we'll do our thing. Wheel the circle. Can you believe that, man? Here, you get the half hand.
You get the half hand.
Yeah.
Half
hand. He gets do the I half
have,
hand.
Do I have to push my glasses on here?
Yeah, you can push my.
Almost, yeah, all that good stuff. Yeah. And you don't want to touch that one arm of his when we touch this.
He whines about it. Yeah.
Oh well, Lord, we thank you for this gathering for another Thursday night. And Daddy, we thank you that your amazing, amazing grace and your power and your spirit are here. And that they fill us and they work through us in song and words. Bless God, it's, you know, your word tells us where two or more are gathered, you are here. And the power of God just sets the captives free. How exciting it is, you know, to see Sarah here with us now and knowing how she's been touched before, and blessing God, we're going to see even more happen tonight. We want to see the full victory tonight, Lord. The full victory. Because nothing is impossible for God. Absolutely nothing. And we thank you, Daddy, that it's just for the revelation, for clarification, and for freedom. Absolute, absolute joy and freedom. And Lord, we're lifting up Phyllis. You know, this stuff that's been coming against her, Lord, she is strong in her faith. She's a good woman. She knows her final home. But I thank you, Lord, that you touch what needs to be touched, that you cleanse what needs to be cleansed, that you strengthen strength, peace, power, glory, and proclaim the victory for her. We've seen the victory for her once before, Lord. We thank you that we see it again. For nothing is impossible. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is ever impossible for God. Absolutely nothing. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for... Thank you. Kathy is here and Gary is here. How awesome is that? It really does mean a lot to me, guys, for you to be. I'm so happy you're here. And Kathy, we're gonna do an actual physical laying of hands for you like we're going to do with Sarah, too, okay? But we're proclaiming here as a group that these things that have been messing with you are bound and cast off of you in the name of Christ Jesus. That's right. We just fill you with the joy of Christ and the fire of God. It just heals and restores. Just strength and power. Because that's what God does. That's what God does if we let Him. If we let Him. Oh, and bless God, Bishop is being good. It's a good thing for a parent to have some peace as their children go through their teenage years. But no, it's good. And we're glad you're here. Awesome. Always glad you're blessing us with your voice and song. And Gary, thank you for lifting up Joni. Because we lift her up, Lord. She's been on and off a couple different... How many times has she been on and off of this cancer stuff? It's 3 or 4 times or something? It is way whacked. It's way whacked. And actually, how old is her daughter now? She's probably... Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. She's about college age now. Yeah. But Lord, we lift up Joni Flagg. We lift her up. That this cancer junk and just all this garbage messing with her, Lord. Blood clots, just junk. We thank you for a complete and full healing in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. It's the name above all names. Absolutely. And I thank you, Lord, just for more peace, guidance, direction for Brandon. He always continues to amaze me as we find new things to challenge us. Brandon, you challenge me in many different ways. In a good way. In a good way. Now for Scott, his dad. I know. He's a blessing. He's a blessing. Yeah. Lord, I thank you that the last bit that's been messing with Scott, these feet things are just getting better and better. We speak feeling into all the rest of his feet, man. From the spine down through the legs and all that stuff, man. Come on. We're claiming the victory for everybody here. Yeah. Yeah. Lord, we're lifting up my mom and dad and all of our parents here just for your peace. Your peace, your health, your strength. As our parents and loved ones just get older, gravity kicks in, right? Gravity comes against us. But thank God he defeats gravity even. He's because he walked on water, didn't he? Bless God, he did. He did. So I thank you, Lord. We thank you for your amazing grace, your amazing peace. And like I said, we're going to be laying hands here, but before we say the Lord's Prayer, does anybody have anything else on their heart they want to, now that we're in a circle, want to bring up? Beth, you got something you want to share? Okay. Just checking. All right, join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Okay, now guess what? Sarah, you remember it tells us. The Bible tells us that we are blessed when we receive. When we bless others, we receive, right? Yes. There's a law. Remember, there's a law of sowing and reaping. Mm-hmm. When we plant seeds, we reap the harvest, right? Mm-hmm. So because of that, I want to pray for Kathy first, okay? Mm-hmm. So I want you to pray. I want you guys to pray for Kathy and that. Yeah. Anything, guys. Anything would be awesome. Thank you. Yeah, you're really good with that. Kathy, would you mind sitting over here? Or actually, you can sit right here. Just sit right here for us, okay? Just sit down. Your problem, knees bothering you too?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. That's like, looks like you said. Come on in, guys. Come on in. So we just love to pray for Kathy. Yeah. God bless her. Come on, brother. This is all good. Yeah. Bless God. He's an awesome and amazing God. And Kathy, you are a love child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And Kathy, your healing, it belongs to you. Because of what Jesus has already done. Because you know we're told in Isaiah 53:5 and in 1 Peter 2:24 where it's declared by the physical beating of Jesus we are healed. And this same message goes for you too, Sarah, and anybody else here needing healing. By the physical beating of Jesus we're healed. You know what this means, guys? This means that right when that happened, right when that when Jesus was beat, and some of you may have seen these movies and seen the depictions, you know, where Christ was there wasn't an inch on his body that wasn't whipped, and skin wasn't torn. just imagine the incredible love. No greater love, right? No greater love could Jesus have than to lay down his life so we could live. How many times have we seen Jesus just come against darkness in this world and just see it crushed by his word? Because you remember, Jesus was born of the Holy Spirit at birth. And by his grace, you know, when it declares us to be born again, that's when we're born of the Spirit. So Jesus had a big head start on us, didn't he? Come on here, bro. Jesus had a big head start on us, man. He was born with the Holy Spirit. A lot of us don't get this on until we're in our 40s or 50s. Some of us get it younger, and it's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. But by the grace of God, by the stripes, by the physical beating of Jesus, and believe it or not, guys, if the story would have stopped there, we can still receive healing. If Jesus had not actually died on the cross, we can still receive healing. Why? Because the Word of God does not return void. The Word of God is always fulfilled. In Isaiah, right? In Isaiah 53, 400 years before Jesus walked into this earth, he said, "It's coming. It's coming. There's a man, the Messiah is coming." And bless God, what did Jesus do? What did Jesus do for his disciples, to all believers before he left? He said, "I give you my authority. I give you my power. Greater things you will do than I have done." Think about that. Jesus raised people from the dead? And we're going to do greater things? What can be greater than raising somebody from the dead? The guy's been dead days. He stunk. And Jesus breathes life. So, Kathy, we declare to you now, under the authority and the power in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. Yeshua is the Hebrew name of Jesus. When Jesus walked this earth, they said, "Hey, Yeshua, come here." They didn't say, "Hey, Jesus, come here." Yeshua is the word, the Hebrew word, the word spoken when he walked this earth. So under the authority and the power in the glorious name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, we now command all spirits, all pain, all junk contrary to the word and to the will of God to leave you now, Kathy, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Daddy, I thank you. She just feels that flooding through her. Her entire body is just lit up with your Holy Spirit fire. She is completely set free. Fill her with your Spirit, Lord. Make that declaration. Let it fly out of her, Lord. Let the light, your light of Jesus in you, Lord, make it so shine so bright. Darkness cannot exist in the same vessel. When we walk into a room, we don't turn off the dark. We turn on the light. And you are so full of light, Kathy, because you believe. You have chosen to believe. You are made holy. You are awesome and amazing. Okay, now what's going on with you right now? What are you feeling? Has something been difficult for you before, like taking deep breaths or anything we can test? Just tell us how you're feeling, Samara.
I just know he's here.
Oh, I know he's here.
He's here. It's been really strong tonight.
Awesome.
When you were praying, it's almost hard to stand.
God bless you. She's on the power. God is good, isn't he?
Yes, he.
Now, I want you to listen closely. The same Holy Spirit that walked with Jesus 2,000 years ago, it's the same Holy Spirit here right now, right?
So he healed your dad. Did he heal your dad?
That's fantastic.
Well, this is magic.
Absolutely. Yeah. Press on, man. Yeah. But here's what I want you to do. If you get any type of a twinge, anything that where it feels like something's trying to come back on you, darkness I'm talking about, pain, discomfort, anything, you command that it leave right then and there, and it will obey. It will obey in the name of Jesus. That's right. That's right. How awesome is that? I saw her before you. She wasn't so lonely. You can stay seated if you prefer. if you need to. But if not, we're going to pray for this little young lady now here too. God bless her. We're going to play with other. And I'd love for you to be part of that too, because you're carrying the Spirit now in a strong way. That's power. There's great power.
There's such great power. Power in the blood. She goes, yeah. She's doing good. We're really good, guys. Real good. You got anything? Knees, shoulders, you're right?
Doing pretty good.
You're blessed. You're blessed. God bless you, sweetheart.
Bless you.
God bless you. I'm so good. So happy for you. We're going to pray for this little young lady now here. That's right.
Yeah.
She's good for that. She's good for that. Hey, Sarah, come here. We'll bring her over here. Let's put her right here. You stay right there. Yeah, have her sit down. There you go. Oh, that's awesome. Hi, Sarah. Can we put our hands on you? Is that okay, Sarah? Okay, yeah. That's right. That's good. You want to?
Whatever you want to do.
What did they do? Did they place hands on her eyes? Nice.
I didn't.
I was going to spit at them.
That's right. Do you know why? And actually, that's why. But yeah, but a lot of people don't understand the significance of that. You do that, right?
Oh, yeah,
you know the significance. Oh, you don't? Okay. The reason that, because you remember one of the healings that Jesus did for a blind person, all right? He actually spit.
Mm-hmm.
He spit and made the mud, right? Remember? All right. And the reason that Jesus did that. Yeah. Well, maybe in our culture, but in the Jewish culture, they felt like the spit. They believed that the spit of a rabbi, a teacher, Jesus was a teacher in his culture, they felt that that had healing power. That was what the spit was all about. That's why Jesus spit and did that. You know, he could have just used water or something, but no, he spit. All right? And of course, the blind person heard him going. That's right. He heard him doing that spitting, right? And that's good. Oh, amen. 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 Because God is good. God is good, sweetheart. Our God is an awesome and amazing God. Yeah. And Sarah, you heard that. That's right. Say thank you, Papa. Daddy, we thank you for clear vision. And Lord, we thank you for what you've given so far. Thank you as the curtains are ripped. You know, when Jesus died on the cross, that moment he took his last breath, the curtain that protected, that hid the Holy of Holies, that's what separated the common man from the holy place, that curtain ripped from the top to the bottom. Yeah. It ripped open, just kind of like what you described, like a curtain, right? Yeah, like a curtain opening. That's right. That greed. I thank you, Lord. Father God. That's right. Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, eyes open, vision be clear. Sarah, you saw last week.
Right.
The devil cannot see us. In the name of Jesus, this is yours. It belongs to you right now. In Jesus' name.
You're right.
Awesome.
Come on down.
This one's coming down. This one's up.
That's right. Come on down. Bring them all.
Come on. Right
there it is.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus, heal the
receive your sight right now. In the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Wow.
What he's done.
I'm green.
See.
Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Thank you, Jesus. That you're great. No, we can't do this, Jesus. Only you can do this.
That's right.
And we count on you to do the work. Thank you, God, for giving us hope, giving us life, giving us health.
Cleanses my soul, my soul, your God, till the end.
Say yet, you can say whatever you like.
How great
thou
art. How great thou art. Cleanses my soul.
You must now relax. Eyes, you must relax and receive. Special about this is no different than seeing backs healed. It's no different than seeing backs healed and knees healed. It's no different for God. It's all the same. It's all the same because it's all God.
Open. You get loose.
Difference?
Let her go.
Let her go.
Let her go. Let her go. In the name of Jesus, let her go. There you go. Let her go.
Hey, I've seen it before.
That's right. Let her go.
I've seen it before. Ashley, before.
Look right at me, Sarah.
Ashley.
That's right. Look right at me, Sarah. The spirit of blindness is bound now.
I am telling you.
It's gone in the name of Yeshua Jesus. In the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. It's bound. Thank you, Lord.
Down, yes.
That's right.
It's Christmas time.
Okay, close your eyes for me. Right.
Speak yeah. What is true.
Listen to that music.
Bless her.
Receive it all, Lord. Receive it, Lord. Spirit of confusion, you come out of her. You come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. You let her go. Spirit of dumbfounding, just come out of her. Receive your sight. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus, receive it all. As we bind the strong man and cast him from you right now. Say this. Say, Jesus is God in the flesh. Jesus is God in the flesh. Good. Because he is. That's right. That's right. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Lord, for complete victory. Thank you, Jesus, for 100%. Make it clear. Give her back. Pick up where you left off a few Thursdays ago, Lord. Bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on. Thank you, Lord. Bring it on. Bring it on, Jesus. I thank you. Bring it on. Eyes be made whole. Brand new eyes. Brand new eyes. Brand new blue eyes. Brand new. Restore those blue eyes for her, Lord. Those perfect blue eyes. As the blinders are removed. She is made fully whole. Fully whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I have surrendered.
Thank you, Papa.
To your desire.
Thank you, Lord.
May this
God. Hallelujah.
to your design. May this offering stretch across the sky. These hallelujahs be
around the church. Walk around the perimeter of the church. It's part of the obedience thing. God said, walk around the church. Walk around the church. There, and somebody would come forward and pray for her. She start to get some of her sight.
Blazing white light.
That's amazing. She's getting some more here tonight. That's why I asked her to walk around.
God of mercy, to love of mine, I have surrendered to your.
Oh, must be 8 o'clock.
Hallelujah.
Yep. Day 15. Wow. John.